KSL's top story this hour, the money ran out to fund a medical marijuana bill in Utah.
But now it could appear on the ballot for voters. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage, Utah's Capitol Hill, in the KSL 24-hour News Center. Mary?
Amanda, this was the more narrow measure of the two to legalize cannabis for some medical conditions. Leaders last night realized they did not have the money to implement it. And sponsor Brad Dawes says they couldn't agree on some last-minute changes.
The problem you have right now is you have a federal policy that is at odds with reality.
The bill died without a vote, but supporters say they will start working this spring to get a medical marijuana ballot initiative to voters in the future. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story this hour, one of the most time-consuming and contentious issues of this year's legislative session, ended up not getting a final vote last night.
Now medical marijuana may go before voters in the future instead. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage, Utah's Capitol Hill, live in the KSL 24-hour News Center. Mary?
Amanda, supporters say all the debate over legalizing medical marijuana in Utah is not over. They want to now file papers for a ballot initiative in the future. The broader bill died Monday, and last night the other bill didn't get a vote. The sponsor is Representative Brad Dawes.
There's a lot of people out there, some of them I know personally, who could have benefited from this. And it makes me feel sad that we couldn't get something through that could help them.
Dawes says he was told there wasn't any money left to fund it. Others say they couldn't agree on the last-minute changes to the bill. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.